meeting was to reach an arrangement to unite the East Coast's Palumbo family with the Red Mafia, thereby forming one of the most powerful and ruthless crime syndicates in the world. Nothing like it had ever been attempted. Palumbo was said to be skeptical, but he agreed to the meeting just to see if the Russian could get inside Florence Prison, and then managed to get out again. From the moment they met, the Russian was respectful of the 66-year-old Don. He bowed his head slightly as they shook hands, and almost appeared shy, contrary to his reputation. "There's to be no physical contact," the captain of the guard said from the intercom into the room. His name was Larry Ladove, and he was the one who had been paid $75,000 to arrange the meeting. The wolf ignored Captain Ladove.
"Under the circumstances, you look well," he said to Little Gus. "Very well, indeed."
The Italian smiled thinly. He had a small body, but it was tight and hard.
"I exercise 3 times a day, every day. I almost never have liquor, and not by choice. I eat well, and not by choice, either."
The wolf smiled, then said,
"It sounds like you don't expect to be here for your full sentence."
Palumbo coughed out a laugh.
"That's a good bet. 3 life sentences served concurrently? The discipline's in my nature, though. The future? Who can know